Welcome to the Covenant Community Church podcast. We hope that this teaching will bless you. Share with us how God is moving in your life and how this message impacts you by emailing us at media@covenantcc.net. Are you ready? It's time for the Word.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 11 through 13 says, He watches over God, his nest like an eagle, and he hovers over his young like Simba. He spreads his wings. He catches them. He carries them on his feathers. And then the Bible says something about all of our Simbas. The Lord alone led him in the dark forest back to Pride Rock with no help from any foreign god. You see, I've been thinking a whole lot about Simba lately, and all of you, regardless of your age, have a little bit of Simba in you. Because God has destined you for greatness. You were not destined to be a failure. You were destined for greatness. And I know, I want to remind you that the Bible says that an eagle, he reminds me of an eagle. I know he's a lion, but the Bible says the Lord alone led him and watches over him and carries him and puts him where he needs to be. But we're living in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where scars in our life are always lying to us about who we are. We're living in a world where we're taunted at 10 by a bunch of hyenas that don't know God and don't know who they are and want to tell you who you're not. We're actually laughed at because of peer pressure, and peer pressure can be tough. And we're reminded that our dad is gone and that we're alone in life and that we believe that the lie that we killed our dad and that greatness is no longer available for us. So we run away from life and we run away from the possibilities that God has for us. I've studied eagles for almost 40 years and I have never seen the inside of an eagle's egg. But here's what the Bible says, young man that's 10. The Bible says in Zechariah, despise not the day of small beginnings. Don't you despise where you're at in God. If you're a new convert, if you're 9 years old, if you're 99 years old, don't you despise where God has got you right now, because God is doing a work in your life that you don't understand, but he's getting ready to pull a Simba out of you. And right now, all they see is a scared little cub, but one day your enemies are going to see a lion that is infused by the lion of the tribe of Judah. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise if you don't mind. So here are some life lessons, seven of them, about the circle of life that Simba can teach us. Number one, kid, listen to me. What you start out in life with has nothing to do with what you're going to be. You never allow people to measure you by your entry in life. Out of small things, Simba is going to come a great thing. But here's where the eagle comes in. What you need to realize is if you want to do something great with your life, if you want to be the kind of leader God has always wanted you to be, if you want to master soccer, if you want to get A's when they tell you you can't get A's, if you want a new job promotion in life, if you want to do something great in life and not just wrap your arms around the status quo, you're going to have to learn that greatness is hatched. Touch your neighbor and say, greatness is hatched. You got to hatch greatness. Greatness just doesn't happen in this world where everybody loves the status quo. As a matter of fact, you have to hatch a miracle. And to hatch a miracle, you got to sit on some things. To hatch a miracle, there's going to be pressure in your life. And you're going to have to endure some pressures to do great things. We're living in a world where everybody wants to quit. We're living in a world where nobody wants to push the envelope. We're living in the world where everybody wants to just get by and wait for the rapture. But God's got a remnant of people that are still in his kingdom that said, I will not sit by. I am not going to let the greatness God has ordained for my life to pass me by. I'm not going to accept cancer. I am not going to accept a lack of promotion. For I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I know that if I faint not, I'm going to win. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 says, Now the earth was formless and empty and darkness and covered the surfaces of the water, the depths. And then it says, the Spirit of God, young lady, the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Always remember that Hebrew is a picture word. And so the word hover there is where you get a bird who lays on its nest and hovers over its egg. And hatches it through the process of time. I want to tell you something, and I want you to listen to me because I got fire in my belly today. There's a whole lot we can learn from Simba and an egg. Number two, everything you're going to be called on to develop in your circle of life is going to have to be developed behind a wall sometimes. A lot of people want greatness. A lot of people want to do great things. A lot of people want an answer to prayer. A lot of people want healed from cancer. A lot of people want to get a promotion. And a lot of people want to be the star on the soccer team. A lot of people want to be elevated in grade school and be on the academic team. But let me tell you how. A lot of things in your life are going to be built behind a wall. They're going to be developed in a circle of life that's going to be behind a wall, behind an obstacle, behind a barrier. Gestation, birth itself, never comes without frustration. And we got too many people wanting to birth something new in their life, and they don't want to go through the frustrating process of sitting on an egg and hatching something for greatness. And until you learn how to be more faithful than the affliction, you're never going to be great, Simba. But the moment you realize you were never destined to live in the darkness of the woods, that Pride Rock was the rock you were supposed to be on, you are never going to do anything. But the moment you realize that Rafiki told you the truth and he said there's greatness in you, is the moment the hyenas run. I know giving birth to a new transition in your life is frustrating. I know when the doctors tell you you're not going to live, it's frustrating. I know when you prayed and you spoke the word and to get another bad report from the doctor. I understand those things. I know what it's like to want to do something great at 10 years of age and have a bunch of bullies tell you something other than what God has ordained for you to do. I know what it is to want to excel academically and be in the last group in the class and have everybody tell you you're not going to make it. But here's what I'm telling you this morning. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And you don't just have some you got greatness living in you. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Now listen to me. When the things inside of you get bigger than the thing outside of you, frustration is going to come. Listen to me, 10-year-old that wants to excel at baseball. Listen to me, young lady that wants to excel. Listen to me, the man that needs healing. When what's inside of you gets bigger than what's holding you down, the egg, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get frustrated and you're going to wonder, where are you, God? You're going to get frustrated on the journey of greatness. Simba, you're going to get frustrated when the hyenas convince you to run from your destiny. You're going to get frustrated when Scar, who's your family and should be with you. Anybody ever been betrayed by family? Let me see your hand. When your family should be with you, your own uncle is trying to kill you. How many of you know you've had a bad day? Now I want you to hear me. Don't you get frustrated, Simba, because you're not king yet. You got to go through a process. You got to hatch some greatness in your life. You see, what was once your protection now becomes your problem. And half of Christianity, I'd say 90% of Christianity in America is right there. What once was your protection is now your problem. Unless you grow up and you realize that what's in you has to become stronger than what's holding you back, you're never going to bust through to the next stage in your life. But the moment that what's in you becomes stronger than what's against you, then your enemies are in trouble because you are ordained for greatness. When what's in you becomes stronger than what's against you. If God be for me, my God, who can be against me? If what's in you, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. If what's in you ever becomes stronger than what's against you, there'll never be another battle you'll lose because great shall be your God. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise and a shout of glory in this place. You see, your protection comes through the point in the midst of transitioning from a lion cub to a king. What protected you, Pride Rock and Mufasa? It's time to grow up, kid. You see, when it's time for your breakthrough, your egg becomes the problem. If you stay at any one stage in your life too long, and I'm not talking about roots in a local church, I'm talking about stages of spiritual development. If you ever stay at a stage too long, it's going to create a problem. Listen to me, you 9-year-old young lady. You got to learn to read the Bible for yourself. Listen to me, young man. You got to learn that the Bible is true for yourself. Not because your mama says it, not because your daddy says it, but because you believe it. You got to learn how to worship God on your own. You got to learn, if you're an adult, you got to learn how to worship God when you want to quit on God. You got to learn to worship God when Mufasa is at, or when a Scar is after you. You got to learn to worship God when the hyenas are making fun of you. You got to learn to worship God when you don't feel like worshiping God. You got to learn to get up and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world, when you feel like all of life is against you. When what's inside of you becomes greater than what's outside of you, you better watch out, because you're on the verge of a breakthrough. You got to choose the right foundation. Choose the right friends in school, because they're crucial. There's a whole lot of scars out there trying to tell you who you're not. But you know what's interesting, parents? The mother eagle can't do anything to help the bird. And what's worse is all she has to do and all that she can do to get greatness out of Simba is to sit on him. And you know what ticks me off about having to sit on something and hover over it like an eagle to give birth to greatness? Is you never know that what you're doing is making any difference. You just got to trust the process. And you got to trust that God knows what he's doing. And you got to trust that God heard you when he prayed. And you got to trust that God is a deliverer. And then you got to trust that if God got Pharaoh bound and Moses out, God will bound your Pharaoh and get your Moses out. You got to learn to trust God when you don't understand him. Lean not to your own ways of your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and God shall direct your path. And sometimes you don't even know that God is at work in your life, and he's getting ready to birth greatness out of you. Sometimes touch your neighbor and say, you just got to sit on it. Simba, trust what your father told you. Simba, trust what your mother told you. Simba, the hyenas will lie on you. Rafiki told you the truth. You are your father's son. So how do you get back to Pride Rock? How do you live in victory and become all that God wanted you to be? Now don't misunderstand my words. Touch your neighbor and tell them you got to learn how to pip. I did not say pimp, I said pip. Go on, touch your neighbor and tell them you got to learn how to pip. Now look at your other neighbor and say, you need to learn how to pip. He didn't say pimp, he said pip. What? Pip? What's pip? I'm glad you asked, Simba. Because 4 days before the eagle comes out of the egg, he gets what's called an egg tooth. And that egg tooth is harder than the egg shell. That egg tooth develops 4 days before greatness hatches in his life. And if his mama picks him out of the egg, he's going to die. But if that eagle makes up his mind that he was not born to live in the dark forest and scared of Scar, and he was not born to be made fun of by a bunch of hyenas, but knew in his heart he was destined to be a king, when that eagle realizes that he has the power, and everybody shout it with me, pip, he has the power to... When you bury your dad, you got to learn how to. When you get the promotion that you wanted and it's not what you think it was, you got to learn how to. When you get overlooked at work, you got to learn how to. When you're trying to overcome drug addiction, you got to. When you want to be better at soccer, you got to. When you want better grades in middle school, you got to learn how to. Nothing in life is going to come without some pipping. You know what pipping is? It's pressure. It's pressure to say, I know I was born for something greater than this. Pipping is being able to pick yourself out of your egg and move yourself from one stage to the other. And there's a lot of you stuck in your prayer life. A lot of you are stuck in your walk with God because you should be an eagle, and yet you're still an eaglet. Good preaching for a white boy. You just keep on. Now you listen to me. An egg tooth is harder than the shell that encompasses it. Can I ask you a question just between you and me? We won't tell nobody. What's holding you back? What's holding you down? What's keeping you, Simba, from Pride Rock? What's keeping you from healing? What's keeping you from teaching? What's keeping you from being baptized in the Holy Ghost? What's keeping you from being the leader of the academic team in middle school? What's keeping you from it? I'll tell you what keeps you from it. You haven't learned how to pip. You haven't learned how to go through frustrating stages, because pipping is a process. Until the thing on the inside gets harder than the thing on the outside, there'll be no breakthrough. Until the thing on the inside gets harder than the thing on the outside, there'll be no breakthrough. I said, when the thing on the outside is not as strong as the thing on the inside, there'll be a breakthrough. When you get to the point in your walk with God, whether you're 9 or 90, and you realize, I don't care what it takes, I'm getting out of this egg, and I'm leaving the dark forest with Scar, and I'm headed to Pride Rock. Because I've spent my last night being bound by something stronger on the outside than what's on the inside. There's actually an air sac in that egg. So the clock begins to tick on the greatness of Simba's. Simba, when you're living in a dark forest and hyenas are telling you you can't do it, anybody in here hate a bully? Let me see your heads. People bully you kids all the time. The devil bullies you. The devil is a bully. He'll say you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not rich enough, you're not in the wrong side of, right side of town. He'll tell you you're drunk, your mama was a drunk, your daddy was a drunk, and you're going to be a drunk. I'm here to tell you, to those remnant of children of God, to those Simbas that know that Rafiki was telling the truth and that there is greatness ahead for you. Those people who had been had the snot beat out of them by the adversary Scar. Those people who have been laughed at by the hyenas. Those people that have been ran off from their destiny of Pride Rock. Those people that want to give up. Those people that are running away, messing with rodents in the wilderness, getting encouragement in places you never thought you'd get encouragement. Hakuna Matata. Those people who are called by God's name, if they ever realize who they are in Christ Jesus, there's going to be a breakthrough. So, when you're trapped in an egg, it's time to grow up. It's time to be a young lion. Now, I want you to notice something. At this stage of transition, the mama can't help. Listen to me, young men, young women under the age of 18. There comes a point in your life where frustration comes to bring you to the place where you'll own your own faith. You're not getting into heaven because of your mama's faith. You're not getting into heaven because of your daddy's faith. You got to get into heaven because of your faith. Now listen to me. Don't be afraid. Because number 5, life is a process. And listen to me, 12-year-old girl. I wish somebody told me this when I was 12. If you want to do great things in the circle of life, you've got to learn how to handle the process of frustration. Because sooner or later, as you grow older, you're going to go through something you're not rated for. Tires are rated for a certain amount of pressure. And you're going to go through something you've not been rated for. Job went through it. The Apostle Paul went through it. He said, I went through something that was, in the Greek actually says, extraordinarily unusual. A pressure I never had before in my life. It's interesting. Because it'll try your patience. You know what 1 Corinthians 10:13 says? Kids, it says, God won't put more on you than you can bear. Now, how many of you adults think God's got more confidence in you than you got in yourself? Now, I want you to listen to me. If you're ever going to be great in this world, you're going to keep God first and own your own faith. And 10,000 people can tell you that you have greatness ordained for you, but until Simba, you learn to believe it yourself, it doesn't matter who tells you. Until you learn you're beautiful, it doesn't matter how many pageants you win. Until you learn you're competent, it doesn't matter how many weightlifting classes you excel in. You got to learn it for yourself. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise in here. But it's interesting, because Luke 22 and 39, Jeremy, come up, but don't play. It says that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let me tell you the Greek there, kids. He was in a pressure cooker. Most of you don't know what a pressure cooker is. A pressure cooker is something your grandma used, and she'd take a glass jar, and she'd put green beans in it, and put it in a pot, and then put a top over it and seal it. And the pressure in the pot got so powerful that it could blow your house up if your grandma didn't know how to operate a pressure cooker. And that's the way life is. You know what they tell me about your generation? That you're stressed out. That you're worried about getting into the right college. That you're concerned about whether or not your parents are going to stay together. That you're concerned about friends and being made fun of by bullies. You know what they tell me about your generation? That you're always worried. That you're always wondering, is there a king inside of Simba? Are you ever going to make it? A lot of adults are like that. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, a pressure cooker. And he looks at the guys, now listen to this, adults. And he says, can't you tarry 1 hour? Can I ask you a question? Have you ever been abandoned by people who were supposed to help you carry the weight and they were asleep when you needed them? If you've been in leadership any period of time, you have. Supposed to be carrying the weight and they're asleep. You know, I wonder what Jesus thought. I bet Jesus said, I haven't been to sleep in almost 2 days. My body's tired. And I'm God, but I'm human, and I'm exhausted. And I don't want to be stripped naked and embarrassed. And I don't want to be beaten like I watched a Roman soldier beat another guy. I don't mind them seeing my divinity, but I'm not sure I'm ready for them to see my humanity. He said, I took some of you and poured into you, and everybody else gave up on you. And now I need you. And you're asleep. And I'm sure he thought, I took Andrew where I didn't take some of the rest of them. Andrew, where'd you go? Well, you know what? I'll go get Peter. He got out on water and all the rest of them stayed in the boat. Peter, you're asleep too. I'll get Nathaniel, Bartholomew. I'll go get James the Lesser and I'll go get James. I'll go get Philip. Philip, have you ever needed to count on somebody when you are in the Black Forest and you've lost the desire to find Pride Rock? And the people who are supposed to help you pull the weight were asleep when you needed them the most. Now you hear me. Everybody that knows that life has a pressure, say amen. But number six, here's the good news, kid. There's hope in the midst of pressure, Simba. Because I know you thought you'd never see Pride Rock again, and I know Scar talked you into believing you were not who you were told you were, and I'm fully aware that you started not to believe in yourself, and you lost the dream of being a son of God, a son to a king. Now listen to me carefully and please keep noise down for me. Thank you. Gethsemane, I just left there, wasn't a place to pray. It was a place where they made olive oil. And olive oil is a symbol, kids, of the Holy Spirit. So much that Leviticus chapter 14 parents say that when you take this oil and you anoint the bedpost of your children's bedroom, the presence of God begins to reside. They took this oil and anointed every stick of furniture in the tabernacle of Moshe. They took this oil and made food and medicine out of it. They anointed the ear to hear, the big toe for stability, the right hand for a place of power, and it was the anointing oil that was a sign that greatness was becoming sealed in you by the presence of God. Now, number seven, here's the good news. When the pressure is over in your life, when the pressure is over and the egg, it's hatched, when you prayed and you've done all you can do to pray and you stood, when you couldn't stand any longer, when you came to church and you didn't feel like it, when you worshiped him, it was the last thing on earth you wanted to do today. When you get to that place, kids, in your life, when the pressure no longer has you, but you have it, when what gets bigger on the inside gets bigger than what's pressing you down, the oil will begin to flow in your life. The anointing of God, Christy, will eventually break what you've been trying to break. And the anointing of God will change. How many believe the Spirit of God can change your life? The Spirit of God can just get in you and get courage. You know, I heard a preacher say this, and I'm closing, but I have learned, and Jenny knows this better than anyone, when I get up like I did at 9 o'clock and I pour myself out, or I'm going to do like what I'm about to do right now and stay as long as you need me to pray for your kids, for you. When I go home and I feel the emptiest about the job that I did, I have grown to realize spiritually I'm at my best. Now let me explain to you something about the anointing. Jesus looked around and said, "Who touched me?" And virtue came out. I understand that. Because my courage at 9 o'clock came out and was given to dozens of kids. And my courage right now comes out and is given to dozens of adults and dozens of kids. And I go home with no courage because I have encouraged and I'm empty. Simba, don't give up on praying against cancer. Simba, don't give up on being what God's called you to be. Because if you make it, and here's for an adult, and this goes for a kid, if you make it through the pressure, the oil is going to flow. And you're going to get strength and wisdom and power and deliverance like you never had it before in your life. I told a guy this week that's got a terrible diagnosis of cancer and is believing God to heal him. And when I left, the devil even hit him again. But one thing I told him, I said, you're called to teach the word of God. And I'd rather hear you teach the word of God about healing than some old joker that ain't never had to fight for a healing. And so what you're going through, the mess that you're in right now, Simba, God's going to turn it around and use it for your good. But the issue is you got to hang on and not quit, and you got to trust God in the process, even though like a mother chick or mother hen, you can't see whether God's doing a dadgum thing in your life. But if you'll hang on and let that egg tooth pip, 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 when they tell you you're not healed, pip, when they tell you you're not going to get a job promotion, pip, when they say you're not going to make it, pip, when they tell you your children aren't coming home, pip, 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 in the Holy Ghost, and rely on God, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Now, do you remember the night you looked at your image, Simba, in the river? Simba, God is calling you out of the dark forest into Pride Rock to be who God called you to be. Simba, do you remember what Rafiki asked you? What do you see? Now on my left side, which will be your right, if you're under the age of 21 and you know you've got greatness destined in your life, Simba, and you're not sure how to get it out, but you want to give your life to God, because here's the one thing I know. The word of God to you this morning is Hakuna Matata. Don't worry, because God's got this. You just need to submit and release your faith to God under 20 years of age and say, God, I'll be yours. Now, I need an amen from parents and adults in just 2 seconds, 3 or 4 seconds. Kids, if you give your life to God fully and own your own faith, there'll be no stopping you in life. If you reject God and the gods of your mother, your God of your mother and father, you'll never know heartache like what you're about to know. You'll never know failure as deep as you're going to know it. But greater is he that is in you, Simba, than he that is in this world. And all you have to do if you're under 21 is to give it to God. To give your worry, to give your stress, to say, God, help me through the pressures of bullying. Help me through the pressures of school. Help me in the pressures of choosing the right mate. God, help me not to screw up this destiny. And I'm smart enough at 10 to know that if I give you my life fully, you will be a hedge of protection for me. For those of you that are adults and you're trapped away from your destiny, and you've got to the place where you don't believe God's going to heal you, or you came to the place to where you don't know whether you're good enough and that your past is always going to haunt you, if you've done all you can do to stand and you're still standing, if you know that God has destiny on your life and you're 60 and that he's not done with you but you need a miracle, stand on my right. I'm going to count to three and I'm going to lay hands on all of you as a symbol of the sealing of the work of the Holy Spirit. God is going to heal someone today. God is going to change a young man's destiny today. God is getting ready to touch you and sit you on Pride Rock. What the enemy has meant for your harm, Simba, God is going to turn it around for your good. Though your sins were as scarlet, he'll make them white as wool. Simba, the hyenas lie to you. Scar is not your friend. If you'll give your life fully to God today and say, I'm Christian, I just want the whole world to know it, and today I'm making the decision to have the head anointed with oil, and I'm going to seal the work of God in my life because I know I have greatness and I don't intend on screwing it up. If you're under the age of 21 and that's you, I'm going to count to three and I want you to come quickly. I want to lay hands on every young man and woman that will let me today. One, get ready. Cowards, stay seated. Leaders, come first. Two, three. Come and stand right here.
We pray that you were blessed by this message. For more information about Covenant Community Church, please contact us at media@covenantcc.net or visit us online at covenantcc.net.